Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have the Saint Germain radio show, so we're really excited to have that lined up for this evening. We will be taking callers later on in the show to do readings. You can call in by calling 646-716-9663. To find out more about this show and other shows, you can go to the website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Brigida.
Oh, poor Mark. I feel so bad. You had some sore throat. I'm sure everybody can hear that. So I definitely will take over the talking part tonight. Welcome to tonight's Saint Germain radio show. This is dedicated to all of you who are looking for support on this path that we are on, the path of ascension, the path of awakening, the path of enlightenment. And we have this beautiful team here that is going to support you in this process. We have Mark Rawson here himself. He is a spiritual coach, a channel, a healer, you name it. And he is certainly a beautiful messenger of the hierarchy of light. So if you ever are in Florida or you need support, you can contact him. And his website is, Mark, what is it, Mark Rawson?
It's markarawson.com. And for anybody who wants any of the links for any of us, me, Brigida, or Mike, it's on the radio website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com.
That's right. So all of the websites, because we usually about this time get a little fuzzy in the head with all the energies coming in. So go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All of our websites are there. Mike's website is MikeSnyderCC.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. He is one who channels from the hierarchy of light the vibrations of healing and of empowerment through his music. You can certainly also contact him for individual sessions. And it is a beautiful support during meditations whenever you are in solitude to listen to his music that he has specifically prepared for you, to even deepen your connection with spirit. And that is really what 2015 is all about. It is about deepening your connection to spirit and releasing, sometimes on a physical level, sometimes on an emotional level or a mental level, but releasing what no longer serves you and what hinders the deepening of this connection. So it is kind of like house cleaning, and if you haven't done any house cleaning in a while, it's definitely going to happen this year, because this is no longer about, am I going to make it, am I not going to make it, am I going to ascend, am I not going to ascend. You're on this path, you're with humanity, you're here for a reason, and you're certainly listening to this radio show for a reason. So this is no longer a question, am I on the right path? It's just more of a question, how am I going to move along on the path? Am I going to move along harmoniously, peacefully, effortlessly, or do I have to get pulled along? Basically, it feels a little bit more uncomfortable if you put your heels in and you say, oh no, I don't want to go into this direction. And yet spirit is saying, but absolutely, you're ready for this direction. So please, please go. And so about me, most of you, I'm sure, know me. But if you don't know me, you can certainly visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com. When you go to Mike's website, there are a lot of events that Mike and I are recording together that you can download, that you can listen to. Some of his beautiful music is there that you can download. His CDs are there to download. And you can contact me directly. I offer phone sessions, phone healings, or you can come and visit us in Clinton, New Jersey at our Light Center. You're certainly welcome. And with that, that's enough advertisement. Let's just really focus on what tonight is all about. One of the beautiful things about our Trinity here is that Mark Rawson offers these beautiful oneness blessings. They're like dekshas, where you who is listening either live or later on will feel an incredible empowerment by the Hierarchy of Light through this blessing, really helping and supporting you in any way that is good for you. So there is no set way. It's simply about you being open to receive, and whatever you need will be given to you. You can certainly set an intent beforehand if you want, stating to yourself, I choose to use this blessing to gain greater health or more of a harmonious balance in my life, more peace in my life, whatever you want. But it is not necessary. These blessings work on a very deep level, and those who have already received it can talk about how their subtle energy field actually starts shifting, and that shifts your whole well-being too. That takes place during the time when Mike is playing his opening part. We invite you very much to simply be open to receive and allow the music and the blessing to touch you in a very deep level. Sometimes because of the energy being so high, because of the frequencies of the masters and angels present during the radio show, during the recording, during this event, don't be surprised if sometimes the music might phase in and out a little bit because of static. Don't worry about it. It's only your mind who wants to worry about it. You're still receiving a tremendous amount of healing. Just sit comfortably and allow yourself to receive. And that really is key about the Sanctimania radio show. It is about you receiving support. So I invite you very much to truly let yourself to just sit and relax, not have to worry about anything, not worrying about tomorrow or yesterday, but really just allowing yourself to receive. And at this point, I certainly also want to send all my love out to those in France or those around the world who have been affected through terror or terrorism in some form or way. It's certainly not just the people in France. It's worldwide. It's everywhere. And let's just focus on sending love and light to those hearts who have been hurt or broken in this process, in whatever way it happened. Terror is never, never beautiful, never empowering, always about fear and taking power away. So it really makes it even more important for all of us to maintain that vibration of love and light and to send it in waves around the world so that we are not deteriorating into a place of terror, but that we remember that the true power always is love, as cliche as it might sound. But love gives meaning to everything. Love gives meaning to devotion. Devotion without love isn't really devotion. And any of the work that we're doing as healers or teachers, if we are doing it just because we have to, then it really loses its meaning. But if you do it from a place of love and compassion and love for self, too, then it creates a whole other realm of experience. And this is a real important message on this accelerated spiritual growth path that we are all on, starting really getting more intensified in 2010. And I think we can all say in the last 6-7 years that it has been quite a ride in so many ways for us, for all of us. Facing our fears, going from one level of purging to another, some of us having been forced to let go of everything, even relationships, everything, yet to find that in this separation or loneliness or loss is an incredible light to be found that can really only be found in a place of surrender and in a place of allowance, because you can't fight it. So in all of this, love becomes the only true power that helps us through this transformation, helps us through this path of initiation, helps us to maintain a certain level of peace as we enter the dark cocoon of transformation, only to then step out into another realm of experience with a deeper appreciation for ourselves and for life as a whole. And winter is always the time that calls us to go more within, to not run away or facing our shadow sides, but to really embrace these shadow sides with love and joy. And what I really wanted to start off saying, and I kind of lost track as I talked, many feel this pressure in the spiritual work that you might be doing, that you have to do this and you have to do that to maintain a higher vibration and to be pure and to be a great channel and instrument of the light. And there's all this pressure and all this have to and all this must and all this discipline. But the key really is the vibration of joy. And we tend to forget that in all that busy work that we are doing. So allowing yourself to stop, and winter is such a great opportunity for that, to stop and to not do anything, to just be, and to just allow yourself to be, is such a beautiful gift of love you can give to yourself. And the masters don't judge that. We judge that. The society that we live in has taught us to judge that, that being idle is being lazy. But that's an untruth. And then it's an untruth that sadly, because we are part of the collective consciousness, it's always a little bit fuzzy. And we tend to forget that. And then we tend to create all this busy work again. And yet, true love is in the moment of stillness. It is in the moment when we can truly connect to our divine source. And the hierarchy of light never judges you. They love you for who you are as an aspect of God, Creator, all that is. So tonight, simply allow yourself to be. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, especially not to yourself. You're not a good person, not a bad person. You are you. You are an aspect of all that is, of God, Source, Creator, all that is. You are divinity in physical form, and so is everybody else. So enjoy your own divinity. Enjoy and celebrate and dance your divinity within you, that it gets the space and room to breathe. And in that, the breath is really important. The in-breath and out-breath of God, of Source, of Creator. It is in our everyday lives that in-breath and out-breath, in our everyday lives, there is an ebb and flow. And we can get so excited when we see the waves of the flow coming towards us. And we are almost afraid that these emotional waves or waves of movement are going to rip us apart, or we are not ready to handle them. But if we simply allow ourselves to go with the movement instead of against it, then we can observe that the waves are simply picking us up, and we are not getting tumbled around or hurt at all. And so the idea of 2015 is the idea of allowing yourself to float with spirit and to let yourself be moved exactly where you need to be effortlessly, just by showing up, by being present, by saying yes to your divine self, by saying yes to spirit to work with you and through you, by having trust and faith in spirit to do the right thing. You can make miracles happen. 2015 can be a year of miracles for all of that, if we only allow us to have that sense of allowance to let everything unfold in its own unique way, not pushing it, not forcing it, but allow it to become what it needs to become. Be the observer, be the witness of the miracles to appear then. Yes, you can still steer your boat with intention, but let that steering wheel not be stuck because you're hanging on too tight, but let it move as your ship moves through the waves, because there's something greater than you that is helping you move the ship through the waves to the shore of peace and harmony and abundance. And with that, I'm going to turn over to Mike. Now, Mike, you have the time right now to switch around Is there anything you want to share, since poor Mark can't really say that much?
Oh, no, I just like to say I agree. It's the winter time is just a beautiful time to really, you know, look within and really do a lot of inner work. And I hope everybody will be able to work on that tonight as we play the music and do the meditation.
Right. And after Mike is done with the opening part of playing his beautiful opening music, then Saint Germain or whatever master wants to come through, will come through, speaks for me to the group, to whoever is listening or whenever you're listening to the recording. And at some point, usually it's not really until around 9 or after 9 o'clock, is also room for those who might want to call in and ask questions. And Mark already gave the phone number in the beginning, but just be aware that that probably is not going to happen until like around 9 o'clock. So without any further notice, I'm going to give now everything over to Mike and his beautiful music and Mark and his beautiful blessing for all of us. So enjoy, allow yourself to receive, and then afterwards allow yourself to be touched by the masters and angels who are all present at this radio event to support you. All right. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with deep gratitude and much love that I come before all of you at this time of great change. And yes, a time of great change, it truly is. Whether you see it outside of yourself, or whether you see it within yourself, whether you see it around the world, or within your own community or family nucleus. Change is happening. Change is the only thing you can really count on. Change is necessary for life to exist. Without change, there would be nothing. And so change, instead of seeing it at times as your enemy or something you're afraid of because it might take you into the unknown, into a situation that you might not be prepared for, that you might not be ready for, it is time for you to truly shift your perception about change, about transformation, and welcome it into your life. Because change allows you to release all those aspects within yourself into all that is that you no longer choose to experience as an expression of your own divinity. You have that power of choice. And if you would only believe in this power within yourself for a little bit more and release a little bit more of that doubt that questions your power, your abilities, your gifts. You truly can move mountains. Many of you have heard us masters talk about having as much trust and faith as a mustard seed in size. So we ask you too, at the beginning of this new year, to open your heart to a new level of trust, faith, and surrender. So you will hear many of us talk a lot about faith, a lot about surrender, because this is the only way that you can deepen your connection to your spiritual divine self, that you can bring in more of your light, more of your divinity into your physical form so that it can flow through you out into your surroundings, bringing about necessary change, bringing about a new life, bringing about the new paradigm of peace and love. And you know that you play a vital role in this process. Every single one of you, every single one of you in your own right, in your own way, uniquely different, none of you the same, which makes it so beautiful. So as we have said to many of you before, pairing yourself with others, stop seeing yourself as less than, stop looking at some of these spiritual leaders as being above and beyond. That only limits you, puts you into a place of untruth. This is about allowing yourself to feel the vastness that you are. And by doing so, breaking any of the limitations that have been holding you back into the experience of love, joy, and true happiness. And I know every single one of you is seeking exactly that. Love, relationships that are filled with love and joy, that are fulfilling on all levels. Most of you feel very isolated and very alone when it comes to relationships, because you already have such a deep relationship with Source. You're seeking that also outside of yourself, and you run short. And it's not because there is no such relationship that can be, that you can have in physical form. It is simply part of your inner belief system that when you physically open yourself up to the depths of such love, the price to pay is going to be too great, too steep, too much. It can't be possible. There is a problem there. You will see it sooner or later, and therefore a relationship like that cannot be helped. But that is an untruth, another untruth to break. Because a relationship outside of yourself also shows the relationship that you have with your own self. So somewhere along the line, you don't trust yourself. You judge yourself. If you fear that your partner doesn't listen to you or doesn't take you serious, you don't listen to your true self. You don't take yourself serious. You don't fully respect yourself. If you don't feel nurtured from a relationship, well, I regret to say it, but it might be because you're not willing to nurture yourself. 2015 is very much a year about relationships, about using relationships as a mirror for the relationships that you have with your own self and with your spiritual self. So as you open yourself up to a new relationship with your divine I Am presence, all the relationships around you will change too. They have to. It's a universal law of cause and effect. Because you change your magnetic frequency as you change your relationship with your own inner self, and hence you must attract new relationships to you. It is the way energy works. And so I invite you to truly take these next few weeks to enter the deeper mysteries of life within yourself, to descend into your own darkness, to descend into that place that you at times are afraid to go to, that place where you do feel the loneliness, where you do feel the separation, where you do feel misunderstood, where you do feel abandoned. You can even use a vision, such as seeing yourself in a place of darkness. There can be snow and ice on the ground and around you, a frozen lake, and pure darkness. And as you sit in this darkness, as you sit in this silence, there's a beat, a heartbeat. It is your own heart beating. And this heart of yours, as it is beating, creates life, movement, change. And so I invite you now to enter this place with me. To close your eyes, to take a couple of deep breaths. With every out-breath, allow yourself to sink deeper into that darkness. Know that you're not alone, nothing is going to hurt you. That darkness is not hurting you, it simply is. And so in this place of absolute stillness, in this place where you might feel that you're the only living thing in these woods that are filled with snow and ice, it is a new moon, you don't see any starlight coming through the trees, and here you are. Feeling the abandonment. Feeling dropped on earth. Like the only one who really knows what it's all about and wondering why nobody else is getting it. And yet you can feel something growing within you. You can feel a warmth in your heart. No matter how much you think you're alone, you can feel something inside of you. The beat, the drums of life. And suddenly, you can feel, sense it glittering in the darkness. There is another level of reality that is present. And as you focus on your heart, and I invite you to even put your hand on your heart right now, as you focus on your heart, as you feel your heart, as you feel the warmth, something slowly starts opening up within you. A portal, a door. As this door opens up further and further within you, you can feel something more of you. You can feel yourself expand because there is this light filling you up that's always been there. And this light reaches out to the surroundings. And it is almost like golden dusting that touches the trees. And what before was only a slight flickering of another reality becomes stronger and stronger, and you see a golden pathway in front of you. And this pathway is lit up, and even so you cannot see where it's taking you, there's a warm glow coming from it. And so you take the courage and all the strength within you to move on from the spot that was so familiar to you in its darkness, in its discomfort. It was so familiar to you. And you don't know where this path is taking you. And yet, you know you can no longer remain in this place you've been for the longest time. You have to break free from the bondage of that place. And so you get up and you take small little steps on that path. And you look back one more time, but you cannot even see that place where you just sat anymore because this new reality has infuse these woods and they start, the trees are starting to look very differently. And so you continue to walk through this almost fog-like reality on that golden path. As it draws you to an opening, the same opening that also took place within you. And you come to the threshold of this opening. And on the other side, all you can see is this radiant golden light that is calling you to step through. That is calling you to come and join in sacred union your spiritual self. But to be able to do this, to be able to cross this threshold, you are asked to let go of everything, to leave everything behind, to be truly willing to let go of all. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to fully commit yourself to be of service to your spiritual self, to your divine self, to your God self? Are you ready to be of service, to be that channel and instrument of your spiritual self all times? Are you willing to surrender, to not know in any moment or time where your spiritual self will take you, where your spiritual self will put you? And there will be times where your spiritual self will maneuver you right to a place where you might ask yourself, what in the world am I doing here? And yet, when you cross that threshold, there is no turning back. There's only the commitment to spirit and the knowing that there is only synchronicity, that truly there is no accident, and that even the tiniest message will come to you in something that you see, that you hear, that you feel, that you sense. All sensations hold meaning. When you cross the threshold, you can't simply push something away as an accident anymore. You cannot say that you had a day that meant nothing. Every day will mean something. Every road you take will mean something. Every person, regardless of how random this meeting is, will mean something. Every word exchanged, regardless of how meaningless it seems at the time, will mean something. Tonight is the beginning of a very new experience for you, of a very new relationship, a spirit for you, with your spiritual self, if you so choose. And there might be part of you that will be frustrated because you would like to be somewhere else than you are right now. And yet, now, there is no accident that if you need to be somewhere else, you will be somewhere else. It is a willingness to truly surrender to something greater, to move you, not willingness, but through you having trust and faith that as you move, it will draw you further into the divine expression of who you are. It will bring you love. It will bring you joy. It will bring you peace of mind. Because there no longer has to be a struggle. There no longer has to be a way that you need to figure something out. So, are you ready? Are you ready to cross that threshold? Because tonight is not just any night. Tonight is your night of initiation. Tonight is your night for a new beginning. And if you listen to this at a different time, it still will be your time of initiation, day or night. Today, tomorrow, your willingness to listen to this is your willingness to cross the threshold. It is your willingness to open your heart up further to the experience of the Christ is in and through you. It is your willingness to open your mind further to the experience of the Buddhic mind within and through you. It is the willingness to open up the seed of your soul further, your sacred chakra further, to become thy will be done through you and into the world. You, as you cross the threshold, move to another level, being the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness in action. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to truly live your divine heritage in the present moment? In the here and now. So when you're ready, I invite you now to consciously cross this threshold, to step through this portal, and to enter your soul body. To enter your soul body means to enter the memory of all experiences ever lived, past, present, future. And so at this time, as you are in your soul body, you also entered the bridge between your physical self and your spiritual self. This soul body of yours, you have now the opportunity to call to you the single most significant memory that represents your core challenge in this lifetime. Because in this core challenge in this lifetime, whether that is the fear to express yourself, the fear to step away from a certain kind of commitment, whatever it is, it also is the challenge that becomes your greatest gift. It is that challenge that has been your greatest teaching tool in this lifetime. So, we, the Hierarchy of Light, who are present right now with you, are asking you to call on that core challenge to be presented to you at this time. Be a simple feeling. It might be a vision, a memory, or an acknowledgement of something that you see about yourself, your actions, as your greatest challenge. And take your time. Look at it, feel it, taste it, know it. It is not there to hurt you. But it is time for it to have fulfilled its purpose. It is time for you to fully embrace it and accept it. And no longer judge it. Whatever that is for you, it is unique and it was necessary to teach you about yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your light, and your belief system about yourself and those around you. And now, descending from the higher realms are 12 angels from the Healing Council of Archangel Raphael. They all are wearing the green robe of the fifth ray. They are creating a circle of love and light around you and that what you conjured up as your challenge. And if you're ready, open your arms wide and envision this challenge, envision that what has brought up so much pain and sorrow in this lifetime or in another lifetime. Call it into your heart, to complete your heart, to seal it in your heart as something that you no longer need to experience, to integrate it back into the divine source that is within your heart. See that happening as these 12 healing angels are supporting this process by creating a grid of light around you is in your soul body, bringing great, great healing and completion to this act of integration. Let it unify, let it truly merge back into all that is within your heart. Feel that taking place within your heart. You're safe, you're loved, and everything is in perfect divine order. But it's time for you to have a new experience of self. And so now the angels are stepping aside, and another doorway is opening up in front of you. This is a doorway that will now allow you to merge the spiritual self, the divine I Am presence, the God source greater, all that is calling you home. So when that process is completed within your heart, steps through the second doorway and embrace your beautiful spiritual self. And allow the sacred union to take place between you and your spiritual self. And feel the tremendous relief that you can allow yourself to feel, because it is no longer just up to you. You can allow now for your spiritual self to support you, to guide you, to direct you, to give you all the answers when necessary. You can truly allow yourself to relax and to receive a love that is so much greater than you can ever experience in physical form. So let yourself be filled up through the sacred union with your spiritual self, the blissful love and joy. This is coming home, true safety. The truth is, you've never been apart. This was an illusion for you to break. This is what the collective made you believe, that you're separate. But now you've grown enough, you've become strong enough to see the truth, that you always were connected with your spiritual self. You only forgot it. The veil covered up your eyes, and you couldn't see the truth that was right in front of you. But now you can. Now you can. And with that now, feel the pull of your physical body wherever you find yourself. Feel it calling you back, but not just you, but also your spiritual self. So I invite you now, as you're being called back to your physical body, to consciously enter your body with a deep connection that you also have gained to your spiritual self. And allow your body to expand in this connection. Feel your physical self starting to shift and expand and feel different. You are different now. You're not the same person you were an hour ago. Take a couple of deep breaths. With every out breath, allow your spiritual self to even merge and reconnect more deeply within your human consciousness. And allow yourself to feel that love. Feel that oneness. And there might be times where your lower self will want to call you back into your old ways. But after tonight, that will no longer be possible. you made a very important choice here tonight, whenever you listen to this recording. And this choice is a choice to release whatever no longer serves you in your unique and profound connection with spirit. You said yes to your spiritual self. You said yes to a new relationship with yourself. And from that, all other relationships in your life will begin to reflect back to you. So celebrate your new life and celebrate the new beginning of a new path. And remember, synchronicity, there truly is nothing in your life from this point forward that does not have some form of meaning for you, some message, some guidance, some direction. So pay attention and trust the message and trust that if you don't understand it immediately, then you're not supposed to. It'll reinforce itself at a later time when the message will make more sense to you. This is a time of allowance. Not struggle, not fighting, not pushing, not forcing to spiritually grow further, to know more, to do better, to prepare more. No, it's about patience, it's about a willingness for everything to unfold in its own time, in its own way, in the most beautiful way that spirit can create for you. And with that, I am now going to turn this over to Mike to play some music so you can integrate your spiritual self further into your physical self before I answer anybody who might call in with questions. It's on you now. I am Saint Germain, and it is with great joy that I took you through this portal of expansion at this time. Thank you, Mike, for doing this. And now, Mark, are there any callers at this time?
The switchboard is quiet, but let me go ahead and give out the number and see if anybody dials in while I ask a question. The phone number is 646-716-9663. Call in to have St. Germain answer your questions. That's 646-716-9663. Hello, St. Germain. It's Mark.
Greetings, my friend. How can I be of assistance?
It's so great to talk to you, and I have a feeling, even though I haven't downloaded and listened to the meeting with the council on 1-1, or I should say 1-11, I have the sense that my higher self was actually present for that event.
Very much
so. I guess maybe by proxy.
Well, that is part of the purging you're going through right now. Your physical body is adjusting to a new frequency coming in once again for you. And so be kind to yourself. Your throat chakra is opening up further for you to become an even more powerful and effective messenger of the divine. So this is a beautiful message for everyone listening to this too, is that there will be certain times when you enter into a closer relationship with your spiritual self that your physical body needs to go through an integration time. Your body is changing further and further from a carbon-based physical form to a crystalline physical form, or to your light body, shall we say. And so in this process, there are times where your nervous system, your muscular system, your bone structures are shifting, and there can be a certain level of discomfort with that if you don't take the necessary precautions to support your physical form through this with love and kindness. And so you, my dear friend, are certainly asked to do the same right now in this integration process, as it weakens temporarily your immune system because there are also so many other processes going on a higher level. And so it is important then to take extra care of yourself, of your physical self, and to nurture yourself accordingly.
That's excellent. Thank you. I will be right back.
No problem. So in this process of new integration, I remind all of you that in this time, it is like the in-breath and out-breath of God. Hang on for one moment, okay. My dear Mark. It is a little bit like the in-breath and out-breath of God. As I talked in the beginning about transformation and change being the only constant that holds true in your life to bring about movement necessary for your life to be born, understand that the ebb and flow in your own life is necessary. It is a necessary process. So there will be times of action, and then there will be times of non-action. And this goes beyond these seasons. You will find times where your body is calling you to slow down and to rest, and to sleep a little bit more. And if you don't heed your body's language, listen to your body, it will become louder until you truly do slow down and listen to your physical form. And so it is all about your relationship with both, not only with spirit that you're so much yearning for to connect, but also continuously with your physical form in there too. So it is not just about wanting to ascend and being in the higher realms. It is about bringing spirit into your physical form so that it can effectively assist and support the awakening process here on Earth. That's why you came here to Earth. You didn't come here to Earth to simply go through the ascension process and move into the higher realms. You came here to Earth to go through the ascension process and supporting the collective to do the same. So sometimes it feels like you are being slowed down, but in reality it is your soul level that knows that you need to slow down to ensure that you are helping the collective in the most effective way. So is there a call at this time, Mark?
Yes, there is. Lisa, you're on with St. Germain.
Greetings, Lisa. How can I be of assistance to you, my dear?
Mostly St. Germain, I just want to thank you for tonight's message, because I have gone through many different teachings in spirituality and stopped jumping around when I came across the Course in Miracles and started receiving my own teachings from the masters. And it seems that your message tonight, as well as all the messages I personally receive, seem to verify everything I've been learning through that. Everything you said tonight was right in line with the Course in Miracles, which one of my biggest questions is, many I'm sure when they read it, is, was this truly channeled from the Christ? And I resonate with it so much that nothing else seems to matter anymore other than what I'm learning there. So everything you said tonight is in complete alignment with the Course in Miracles. So I guess my question is, I mean, have I found the right course for me? Should I stick with that? And is that truly the teachings of the Christ? Is that truly the teachings that are in line with the masters and the route we are, I am, or the collective needs to take?
But yeah, there are many teachings and many pathways. The key is to find the one that resonates the most with your heart. And to ask if this is coming from the Christ or if this is coming from the higher realms, yes, it is. It is universal truth you're reading, and that's why it resonates so much with you and within your heart. Universal truth is spoken by many masters and many beings of love and light. And so you will also hear other teachings that are going to resonate very much with you, that are from other lineages. Does not make them any better or any worse. You will find that in all of this, you're going to, at some point, have to let go of seeing the source as a specific master or angel, but acknowledging that the source is God, source, creator, all that is, the great divine spirit of all. And as such, it will resonate with you or it won't. It is in the human nature to want to connect with something more physically comprehensible, to bring more meaning to that what you read. But don't allow that to limit you to who you truly are and what you are to become. You are to become someone who acknowledges the master within yourself and therefore becomes a master teacher herself to assist others to awaken to their master self also. So acknowledge that these readings that you're doing, these lessons that you're learning through the Book of Miracles are only another stepping stone of many more to come. Use them, but be open for so much more to come, as you should never limit yourself to only one path and one way of teaching.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay, we're all set.
Wonderful. And now that my love and blessings are with all of you, that it is always a great joy to be with you. And as it is the beginning of a new year, many blessings to 2015 to all of you. I am St. Germain, and I'm with you always. And it is so. Amen.
The music sounds great, Mike.
Yeah, it does. And I hope you're feeling better, Mark. And thank you, everybody, for calling in and for listening. And hopefully you listen to the recording. And at this beginning of this new year, Happy New Year to all of you. And may you get through the winter safe. And we have the next show on February 10th, so be back.
Sounds good. Good night, Brigitte. Good night, Mike. I'd like to say thank you to everybody listening to the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.